James Slay. This is a big victory. And he's first in a supercar. Well done, Tim Slay, winner. Woodstock Winter Super Sprint, race 10. What a brilliant victory this has been for him. Tim Slay, the winner, race 11. Back-to-back victories. He's going to light them up here.
Where is he? That's how we do it in Albury.
That's how we do it in Albury, just said.
And it says it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats.
Someone that is certainly going to be very cool in 2021. He's the brand new pilot for the all new Blanchard Racing team in the Cool Drive Auto Parts Ford Mustang. Please welcome our first guest for the driver's seat in 2021, the one and only Tim Slade.
G'day, Jim.
First cab off the rank.
There's a pretty big intro. There's some good energy going on in there.
Well, we're pumped for the start of the season, Timmy, but we're also super pumped for you because, you know, you had a big year off last year and you've kicked back through. You kicked the door back in.
He did a massive one race last year.
He did a massive one race.
I actually technically did three, but only did two of them as Bathurst. The car got shunted in practice, so even that eluded me.
But I tell you what you did do, and again, we'll congratulate you straight off the bat. You've become Timmy the dad. You and Danny have had a beautiful young son named Jordan. So congratulations to you, mate. That would have been in a year, a difficult year when you didn't have a full-time drive. That would have been a highlight, I would imagine.
Yeah, thank you. It's been an awesome experience, and we're loving it. It's funny, we weren't sort of big, you know, I guess, baby people before, but can't imagine life without little Geordie now. So yeah, it's been really cool, and I guess timing wise was really quite good with not much going on. Although, if Bathurst was on the normal weekend, I would have missed it. So luckily Bathurst got pushed back a week, and it was all a bit all over the place there as we spent few nights in hospital, a couple of nights at home, Bathurst for the week, and then straight into quarantine. Northern New South Wales after that. So, yeah, the first sort of 6 or 7 weeks were all a bit of a blur with him, to be honest.
Now, let me ask this, boys. We're all racing drivers here. Even Nimsy, you've had a crack in a Tickford car in the off season, so we'll class you as a racing driver. If your wife, Steve Johnson, was due Bathurst weekend, would you have let nature take its course, or would you have gone for the cesarean, booked the cesarean 2 weeks earlier? Because I know what I would have done.
Well, funny you say that, actually, because when we did go to the obstetrician, and the obstetrician would rip out his calendar and I'd rip out my calendar, and we'd be sitting there going, okay, we can't have him here and we can't have her there, and how about we do it here? And he goes, yeah, that works. And I'm like, yeah, that works. And then Bree goes, oh, what about me? We're like, no, we just book you in.
Yeah, you're okay. Not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So Tim, let's talk about your return to the supercars, Cool Drive Racing. We weren't expecting that to happen midway through last year, and all of a sudden an opportunity's arisen and you're back. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I was actually, really looking forward to what I had planned last year. It was, I guess, good to do something different after so many years of the same stuff. So, was really excited about joining Team Penske, DJR and Scotty for the three Enduros, which obviously ended up being one. And then, had a lot of other cool stuff lined up in GT overseas. But I guess to take a positive out of it all is probably a good thing, just to have a forced breakaway and just a good reset, refresh, and get a bit of love back through it all. And, can't wait for what's ahead of us. With Blanchard Racing Team and Cool Drive Auto Parts, it's been really good so far. I guess just having a little bit more of a hands-on role than what I have had, with previous teams of late, just being a small team, and I guess everyone kind of has to chip in a little bit extra to get stuff done. So yeah, it's been really good.
So you've got some, I guess the whole team structure has been quite impressive with what you guys or Tim has been able to put together, and not so much so that the cars, the Merco, who's come from Erebus, The cars are fast cars. They're proven fast cars. And, you know, I think, you know, you've got someone like not only like yourself, but like Tim, who's been in the game for a long time now as a team owner and a driver of such in the enduros. You know, you must be actually feeling pretty confident going into the start of the season.
Yeah, it's actually, you know, quite good knowing that, you know, I feel as though we've ticked all the main boxes. Like you say, the equipment's good. And then we've got some really good people. And, you know, like you say, Tim's been around it and his family's been around it for their entire lives. And then, you know, Hulky running the show from Tixon and then Mirko from Erebus. So lots of good guys, but then we've also got some guys that have, you know, no experience. So there's a good mix there. At least the fresh guys have got some good experienced hands to learn from. So, yeah, I mean, like, you know, we know we have to crawl before we walk, and, you know, we're not coming into the first race expecting to win. We sort of understand that, you know, there could be a few little teething issues in the first few races, but, you know, once we, you know, I guess, get through the learning phase and working together as a team, I really can't see any reason why we, you know, can't have some good, solid results throughout the year.
So you're in an interesting position, Tim, because you obviously competed in the Bathurst 1000 last year with DJR Team Penske and their Mustangs. You've done a test day now for your new team. So you can literally go back to back and do a comparison of what that car was like as compared to what your new Chariot is like. And what's your initial thoughts? How did you come out of Winton? What were your feelings?
Yeah, you're right. And I think that's almost, it's a good thing for me to kind of go back to the same track as the last one that we all raced on last year. I think that there's, well, you look at how close the category is. There's no chalk and cheese cars there, out there, so to speak. So, you know, a lot of the things in the car do feel, you know, not too dissimilar. And then there's, you know, just probably a few little things ergonomically, you know, in the cockpit. And then, you know, from a setup point of view, there's probably one major thing, but, you know, you sort of realise that fairly early on and understand, you know, how the car needs to be driven potentially a little bit differently to get the speed out of it, but it's not crazy different. And it's not, you know, to me, it doesn't feel like it's unachievable. Well, not unachievable. I don't feel as though it's too difficult to get your head around, put it that way. So, yeah, no, just from the initial impressions, it was a little bit hard. I guess if you've spoken to anyone, you realise from probably both test days that it was pretty hot and the track was, you know, greasy and difficult, hard to learn. But from a driving perspective, it's still good. You know, someone like me jumping in a new car and cutting some laps and getting your head around it. So, yeah, we had a fairly trouble-free, successful day.
Well, you've actually gone from a DJR Team Penske car to a Tickford car. What was it like? What was the difference in it? You know, obviously there's quite a bit of difference, and, you know, obviously myself talking to Will Davo, who's come from that side over to DJR now.
In Tim's current car now is Will's old one.
Yeah, well, there you go. So, so, you know, and some of the stuff that he was telling me about it's a fair bit different, and it took him quite a bit to get his head around. Did you find the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, there's a few little differences, but like I said, I don't feel as chalk and cheese.
Yeah,
the biggest difference, feeling wise, is probably in the front end of the car. Yeah, it's just like, oh, you drive that one that way, and you drive this one. So, like I said, I haven't done a race in the Tickford car yet, so, you know, if I go and qualify last, then I'll probably be saying it's difficult to drive and I haven't got my head around it. So. but yeah, well, we'll see how that pans out. But so far, you know, it's not like I came out of the test scratching my head going, oh, you know, how the bloody hell do these guys, you know, get speed out of it? And I guess the advantage of the test as well is that there was official timing and, you know, we have a relationship with Tickford, so we know, you know, where their cars are at, and we have data and whatever else. So, yeah, I guess comparing that stuff, I seem to think that I had my head around it, you know, fairly early on. But, yeah, time will tell. So they're definitely different, but I guess, you know, I've driven quite a lot of different cars, you know, over the years. So I don't know if I'd kind of adapt, maybe.
You're immune to it.
I didn't find it too hard, put it that way.
So we've done testing. Well, you've got the suit. We've done the season launch. We kick off this weekend. Two things. How do you feel about Bathurst kicking off the start of the season? And what's your crystal ball for the year? If we were to sit down with Tim Slade in November next year or this year and say, hey, mate, did you have a good year or not? What does a good year for Tim Slade and the new team look like?
What was the first question again?
How's it feel? What's it like to kick off at Bathurst instead of the Adelaide 500?
Oh, that's right. I knew there was another question there. Well, yeah, obviously really sad that we're not in Adelaide. Hopefully we can get that race back again. But yeah, I mean, it's not looking that positive. But yeah, I think you know, once at Bathurst in October for the 1000 is how it should be. But I know there's, you know, more factors that play a part in, you know, starting the year here. You know, with there not being a 12-hour, which is a supercar zone event, and there's no Newcastle. So I think it's, you know, it is an awesome way to, and an awesome place to start the year. I think the races will be interesting. Well, we all know it's pretty hard to pass around here, so it'll put even more emphasis on qualifying in a strong position. And then, yeah, I think the goals for us is just to, you know, I know Tim just wants to get all the basics right. Really just dot the I's, cross the T's, get all the, you know, the processes happening and communication and everything, you know, from a team point of view. And then, you know, he wants consistency. Is the biggest thing for him. You know, he doesn't want to go out and get a podium 1 week and then, you know, qualify 23rd the next week. So that's a big thing for him. But I've never been a big goal setter, but I think it's always nice to be inside of the top 10 of the championship, and you know, any results that are close to the front is a big bonus. But we'll wait and see. It is a bit of an unknown at this point.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, mate, we will be looking out for, as we do here at the driver's seat with any new parent, we'll be looking for you to either gain a couple of tenths or lose a couple of tenths. I think what's the saying? When you become a father, you lose a couple of tenths. Is that what it was?
Apparently. But if you go off stats, the guests that have been on the driver's seat have notoriously gone very, very well the next weekend or that weekend.
That's right.
I was thinking about this, and I reckon the last time I spoke to you blokes, I ended up fourth at Clipsal. So
yeah, there you go.
There you go.
That'd be right. Yeah, I was like, well, it could be a good idea to talk to you guys again for the start of the year.
We spoke to Todd Hazelwood before Townsville last year, and he put it on pole.
we're on.
Spoke to Cam Waters, got him a trophy.
Not that there's any pressure, Timbo. There's not any pressure whatsoever. Nah, but if you're not top five...
The pressure's on you guys, by the way.
If you're not top five, mate, you're not coming back on. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm putting out there.
that's fair enough.
Hey, but Slady, look, mate, it's fantastic to see you back on the grid, mate. We knew it was just a matter of time before that happened, but go well this weekend at Bathurst, and hopefully we'll see that cool drive blue Mustang up the front a little bit more often than not.
Yeah, no, thanks, guys. Great to chat with you all.